Welcome to Theology in the Raw, where tough questions are raised, easy answers are avoided, Christianese cliches are mocked, and the Bible is studied with fresh eyes. This is not your grandmother's Sunday school class, folks. This is Theology in the Raw. And now, here's your host, Dr. Preston Sprinkle.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Theology in the Raw. On this episode, we are going to wrestle with the Black Lives Matter movement, and we're also going to talk about the LDS, or the Mormon faith, and evangelical Christianity. So two hot topics, and two topics that, if I can, let me just begin by saying I'm not an expert on either one of these. So this is going to be raw. I would appreciate it if you wouldn't retweet this. There's probably several things I'll say on this episode that upon further reflection and study, I would say, yeah, I'd probably say that differently. Or I would like to go back and maybe change a couple things that I said. So this is just me conversing in real time with you, as if you barged into my living room and said, hey, what do you think about Black Lives Matter? Or hey, what do you think about Mormons? And I just said, well, here's some thoughts, you know, as we're talking over a cup of coffee in my living room. But I would salt that conversation with many, many qualifications, saying I'm not the expert here. I've got a lot more thinking to do. So let's dive in with the Black Lives Matter question. This comes from a pastor in Boise who says he has been following the racial tensions going on in the country, and he says, I have huge concerns about the church's response. And yet I'm reluctant to support the Black Lives Matter movement because of their support of the LGBT agenda. I have no issue, as some do, with the term Black Lives versus All Lives. However, recent criticism of musician Lecrae, who has become very vocal about racial inequality, have left me in a tough place where I want to support his voice but still shy away from BLM, Black Lives Matter. It does not seem to me that BLM is the modern equivalent of the civil rights movement, but I wish the church would have a voice beyond criticism of BLM. What are your thoughts on this? Well, do I know this pastor? He gave me his name, didn't give me a last name, so I know several pastors by that name here in Boise. So if I know you, then a shout out to you. You know who you are, and I know who I am, so we'll just go from there. I like your tone here in the question. In fact, the way you're kind of wrestling with this is probably where I would also wrestle as well. Beginning with the phrase Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. Early on when I learned about Black Lives Matter, that was my response. Wait a minute, don't all lives matter? And all lives do matter. I don't know anybody would say all lives don't matter. I mean, maybe some people would say that. That's horrible. They said, no, all lives don't matter. But there's something rhetorically offensive about responding to the phrase or the movement Black Lives Matter with the phrase all lives matter. Because there does seem to be, in my mind, in the mind of a lot of people, a specific struggle among Black people in America, and a struggle towards racial injustice and inequality. Now, that half of you are going to say, no, that's not true, it's made up, and no, Black people are just killing themselves, and they're the ones doing the kind of crime, and they just obey the law, and all the white responses I've heard. Like, I know I've wrestled with a lot of this stuff. And so some of you are still going to be there, so you're not going to agree with my premise that there is a specific problem toward Black people in America. I mean, I would say right now, but I don't think it's ever really gone away. We've improved a lot. I'll be the first one to say we've come a long way. I would also say we have a long way to go. So for those of you who do agree with my premise, and you do say, yeah, I do think there is something specific toward Black people in this country that needs to be fixed. You know, there's a prejudice, there's a bias, there is there's Black people being singled out for things that the same white person is not being singled out for, and so on and so forth. If you agree with that premise, then you can probably understand why responding to Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter might be offensive. It would be like saying in, let's just say, and this is going to be an extreme example, like all analogies, it's imperfect, okay? So don't email me critiquing my analogy because it's not exact. I'm going to admit it's not exact. No analogy is, but I'm going to give it to make a point. What if in 1948, after the Holocaust, the Jewish people, when they returned to Israel, they started a movement saying Jewish lives matter. And what if the Germans responded with, no, all lives matter? that would be a true statement in and of itself. All lives do matter. But given the specific situation that just happened, that would be offensive to Jewish people saying, yes, all lives matter. But there's a unique struggle among the Jewish people that we're trying to overcome. And so to address that specific struggle, we are promoting the idea that has been squashed, that Jewish lives matter. So an inexact analogy, but it's similar in form, I guess, that there is a unique struggle that the Black Lives Matter is trying to draw attention to. And that is why they're saying Black Lives Matter, not because all lives don't matter. And again, maybe some people say all lives don't matter. I think that's ridiculous, obviously. But that's why I don't like responding with the phrase all lives matter to the Black Lives Matter movement, even if the phrase all lives matter is in and of itself true. It's rhetorically unnecessary right now, or unhelpful, I would say. Let me just jump into and acknowledge the fact, in case you don't know it, that I'm a white dude talking about this thing. And that's always a dangerous place to be. This is why, if you go back several or a couple months, this is why I brought my friend Dr. Michael Ross, an African-American pastor here in town, to do three long episodes on this very question. So I'm not just jumping in haphazardly into this conversation. If you want a more thorough take on, in a sense, how I feel about that, about all this, go to those three episodes with Dr. Michael Ross. And we had an ongoing dialogue, and I love Dr. Michael Ross's perspective. And it's a lot better because he's Black, and he can talk about this in a way that is going to be much more personal than I can. So, in those three episodes, when I dialogued with Dr. Michael Ross, you know, one of the things he brought up was he doesn't sign off on everything in the sort of Black Lives Matter movement, but he does appreciate the fact that some people are trying to draw attention to the racial inequality. And so that's where I would land when I look at the stuff I have looked at with the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, in some cases, I've seen it become violent, and I don't think any protest should be violent. And this is why I love about the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, that even though sometimes, I guess, violence did erupt, in that movement, you had a leader at the helm who was going out of his way to encourage a nonviolent resistance. I also think that the civil rights movement under Martin Luther King had a lot of distinctively Christian values. Yes, 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 I know Martin Luther King fell way short of those values, but the movement as a whole had a Christian tone to it. So I do like the civil rights movement, and I would say that the Black Lives Matter movement isn't the exact same thing. It doesn't have like centralized leadership, and some of the if I can trust some of the videos I see online and I look at some of the protests, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can get behind that. Like I don't think the way to combat racism and inequality is to say things or do things that could come off as equally racist towards white people. And this is where I would, you know, side with MLK, Martin Luther King, over someone like Malcolm X. Malcolm X seemed to go a bit farther, I would say too far, than what Martin Luther King, you know, would say. Martin Luther King says Black supremacy is just as dangerous as white supremacy. I didn't hear that same tone in Malcolm X's movement. So let me just say this. I'm glad that somebody is giving voice to the frustration among the unique struggle that Black people in America face. That I would sign off on that right there. I'm glad that people are drawing public attention to the unique struggle that black people face in America. Does that mean that everything that the Black Lives Matter movement is doing is helping that cause? No, I wouldn't sign off on that. And so, in an unqualified way, support the Black Lives Matter movement. At the same time, who else is speaking out? This is one of the problems. This is what Dr. Michael Ross was saying. He's like, if the Black Lives Matter movement wasn't here, who else is out there drawing attention to the unique struggle of black people in America? So until a better movement arises, I think that we should not just throw out the whole entire Black Lives Matter movement and saying, well, they're not doing everything right. They're doing something's wrong. Some of them are actually racist towards white people, and that's not right. Like, well, then step up and let's create another more, say, Christian-esque movement. So I don't know. I'm wrestling with you here, dear pastor, here in Boise. And I would love to see, rather than just, what if churches united and formed a church-wide interdenominational movement that was nonviolent, that was vocal, that thoughtfully and with no racist backlash protested against the inequality towards black people in America. I would get behind that. Absolutely. I think that would probably be a better route to go. Let's email me with your questions if you've got some thoughts on that. Would love to hear your thoughts. Chris@PressAndSprinkle.com, chris@PressAndSprinkle.com. And again, I'm thinking out loud. Give me some grace here. I'm truly want the best for everybody in America. And so I do think there's real racial tensions. So if you want to email me something that's angry or like, oh, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, then I'm probably delete it. I do want thoughtful, helpful, and gracious emails regarding this question, this issue. It's super important. Let's talk about the LDS faith in Christianity. This questioner says, I was raised and still believe that people of the LDS faith are lost and not following the true gospel of Christ, and in fact are trying to earn their salvation. From a recent comment you made on your podcast, I am led to believe you might see it as equivalent to evangelical faith. Can you elaborate on your thoughts on this? As I currently work for several LDS people, I would ask you not to share my name, as I do not want to damage a relationship. Good thoughts, good question. I know exactly the passing comment I made that you're referring to, and I remember right when I made that, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to get an email about that, because I don't know if I was that clear on it. So let me be very clear. No, I don't think the LDS faith is using your words here, equivalent to the evangelical faith. In fact, the reason when I'm talking about Mormonism, the LDS faith, I specifically use the term evangelical to distinguish evangelical Christianity from the LDS faith. Because sometimes the word Christian is thrown around as a kind of a catch-all for LDS, the LDS faith, Jehovah's Witness faith, Catholics, Protestants, whatever, all thrown into one. So I specifically use the term evangelical faith to distinguish what I believe about Christianity from the LDS faith and how they are, how they view Christianity. So we're out of time. Let's return and talk about this. And I'll give you some thoughts. Got some notes written down here that I want to talk about. LDS faith and evangelical Christianity. See you next time on Theology in the Raw.
For more information about Preston, please visit his blog, Theology in the Raw, or his website, PrestonSprinkle.com.